First Line Report, news and analysis. I'm Robert Pierpoint, CBS News White House correspondent with the presidential party in California. For a while this week, it looked like the president had figured out his final defense in the Watergate scandal. The whole thing was basically John Dean's doing. But that may have been overkill, because now the issue is in doubt again. That report after this.
From time to time, we've mentioned that a vice grip locking wrench is just about the handiest tool ever invented. We've told you that it's a wrench, pliers, clamp, vise, and wire cutter. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. We often list some of the dozens of jobs that vice grip makes easier. But actually, even the manufacturers of vice grip locking wrenches do not know the total story. There are many uses for vice grip that we haven't heard about. That's because vice grip users keep inventing new ways to use it. In fact, that's one of the strange and wonderful things about vice grip. It actually grows in value the longer you own and use it. Who knows? You may be an inventor yourself. Use a vice grip locking wrench for a few months and see if you don't come up with a few new ideas of your own. Vice grip is sold at tool counters everywhere, but make sure that you see the name vice grip. It's forged right in the tool. This little extra effort of making certain it's a vice grip will pay you back hundreds of times in complete satisfaction.
As one-time White House counsel John Dean has testified before Senator Ervin's Watergate committee this week, he has leveled some very serious charges against his former boss, the president. Among other things, Dean has accused President Nixon of participating in the Watergate cover-up in what, if true, is a clear criminal conspiracy to obstruct justice. But little of what Dean has said could have come as a surprise to the president and his counselors this week, since most of it has already been published, and much of it they could have easily learned from their own sources anyway. Nevertheless, as yesterday's Wall Street Journal indicated in an editorial, Dean has sounded believable, and it is now up to the president to prove Dean is lying. On Wednesday, it appeared that this was just what the president was setting out to do. After several days of White House silence, Mr. Nixon's special counsel in the Watergate scandal, J. Fred Buzzard, sent the Ervin Committee a rather strong statement. It accused Dean and others, but principally Dean, of planning the Watergate break-in, then of conspiring to cover up his role after its discovery, as well as of deceiving the president, and now of trying to implicate him. The statement alleged that as a result of all this, Dean is the principal author of the political and constitutional crisis that Watergate now epitomizes. Those are fairly strong words, but they do rather neatly fit Mr. Nixon's long-held belief that when in trouble, take the offensive. The problem is that it now emerges they weren't really Mr. Nixon's words, or even, so his aides say, his views. In fact, according to Counsel Buzzard, Press Secretary Ronald Ziegler, and Deputy Press Secretary Gerald Warren, these strong words weren't even charges or accusations against John Dean. They were instead an hypothesis prepared as a basis for cross-examination from available statements of other witnesses. That rather startling definition of the attack on Dean came from Buzzard yesterday, and he was quickly backed up by Ziegler and Warren. In yesterday's White House briefing, Warren went even further, explaining that what Buzzard had delivered to the Ervin Committee did not represent the position of the president, nor had Mr. Nixon been consulted in the preparation of the statement or even been aware of it before it was in committee hands. In that case, Warren was asked, had Buzzard acted without President Nixon's authority? Not at all, was Warren's reply. Buzzard has complete authority to act for the president in the Watergate affair. Well, was the White House disavowing the attack on Dean? I am not commenting on that, Warren replied. But later, others let it be known that the president did not disavow Buzzard's attack on Dean, even if he did appear to be backing away from it a bit. This leaves the situation of President Nixon's defense against Dean somewhat confused, to say the least. Meantime, the White House has also charged that helping Dean achieve this constitutional crisis were such top former administration officials as John Mitchell, Jeb Magruder, Fred LaRue, Robert Mardian, and Bob Haldeman's former assistant, Gordon Strawn. Of all the people publicly associated with Watergate, the White House apparently now claims only three are innocent: Bob Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, and Richard Nixon. Now this message.
You've tried everything, haven't you?
Yep, rain.
Yep.
Salt.
Yep.
Fleet.
Yep.
Hailstone.
Yep.
Grease.
Yep.
Detergent.
Yep.
You see, nothing can crack the hard shell finish of Turtle Wax.
I haven't tried this rock yet.
I must have forgot to Turtle Wax the windshield.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back.
Quick now, describe Turtle Wax's hard shell finish.
Quick?
Quick.
Okay. Brilliant.
Blinding.
Bright.
Glistening.
Glittering.
Dazz sparkling.
Luminous.
Fiery.
Flashy.
Fantastic.
That was quick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back.
If I told you I Turtle Waxed my car in 25 minutes to give it 25 weeks of protection, what would you say?
I'd say, wow.
Well, I did Turtle Wax my car in 25 minutes, and I got 25 weeks of protection.
Wow.
Turtle Wax gives the heart shell finish. Turtle Wax cracks the turtle's back.
Turtle Wax in liquid or paste. Anything else is mock turtle.
Turtle Wax gives the heart shell finish. Turtle Wax cracks the turtle's back.
This has been First Line Report, and I'm CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint.